This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday 87 people were killed in a Russian airstrike in the village of Desna last week, more than 10 times the number originally reported. Ukrainian authorities had said last Tuesday 8 people were killed in the strike on the northern Ukrainian village located in the Chernihiv region. The new death toll could not be independently verified. Zelensky made the comments during a virtual speech delivered to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He also told the global business leaders he'd like to see maximum sanctions leveled against Russia for their invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Zelensky says sanctions need to go further to stop Russia's aggression, including an oil embargo, all of its banks blocked, and cutting off trade with Russia completely. Zelensky adds his country has slowed Russian advances, and his people's courage has stirred unseen unity of the democratic world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has echoed Zelensky's comments. Speaking during a visit to Japan Monday, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin must pay a dear price for his barbarism in Ukraine. Biden cited the importance of sending a message with long-term sanctions and other penalties for Russia. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian court has sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian citizen. The sentence came Monday in the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion. Sergeant Vadim Shishamarin was accused of shooting a Ukrainian civilian in the head in the village of in the northeastern Sumy region in the early days of the war. He pleaded guilty and testified that he shot the man after being ordered to do so. This is VOA News. As his visit to Japan continues, U.S. President Joe Biden in Tokyo Monday announced the launch of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, or IPEF, which includes a dozen Indo-Pacific countries and is designed to provide a counterweight against Chinese economic clout in the region. Speaking during the launch of the IPEF event, Biden said the future of the 21st century economy is going to largely be written in the Indo-Pacific. In our region, Biden said, we are writing the new rules. The countries joining the launch are Australia, Brunei, India, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Biden was joined at the launch in person by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Leaders from the other nations joined in virtually. The IPEF is seen as a key step in the U.S. effort to re-engage the Indo-Pacific nations on trade, more than 5 years after the U.S. withdrew from a regional comprehensive trade pact, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, better known as the TPP. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that the COVID-19 pandemic is most certainly not over and told governments that they lower their guard at their own peril. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The UN Health Agency's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told officials gathered in Geneva for the WHO's annual meeting that declining testing and sequencing means that we are blinding ourselves to the evolution of the virus. He says it's not over anywhere until it's over everywhere. In a report on the global situation released Thursday, the WHO said the number of new COVID-19 cases appears to have stabilized after weeks of decline since late March, while the overall number of weekly deaths has dropped. Ghebreyesus noted that 60% of the world's population has been vaccinated, but almost 1 billion people in lower-income countries still haven't received any shots. The director general said vaccine hesitancy around the world has been fueled by disinformation. I'm Jennifer King.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said his country is interested in a major natural gas project in Senegal as he began a three-nation visit to Africa Sunday that's also focused on the geopolitical consequences of the war in Ukraine. Senegal is believed to have significant deposits of natural gas along its border with Mauritania at a time when Germany and other European countries are trying to reduce their dependence on importing Russian gas. Speaking at a joint news conference with Senegalese President Macky Sall, Scholz said the two nations have begun negotiations and he expects they'll continue. The gas project off the coast of Senegal is being led by British Petroleum and the first barrels are not expected until next year. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday 87 people were killed in a Russian airstrike in the northern village of Desna last week, 10 times the number originally reported. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is